Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is a gorgeous day here in the Bay Area. I guess it's not going to last, but this is Thanksgiving week. You know, I don't know about you folks, but to me, Thanksgiving is very special because it's a time of the year for a number of different things. First of all, the original intent was to give thanks to our Creator for the abundance that has been provided and originally the survival of the people back in colonial times.
Right.
And it's kind of metamorphosed now into just a holiday where it's for family, basically. It's one of those times of the year when families come together, and God knows there just aren't enough of those days sometimes. We all get going in our separate directions and lose sight of things. But it's an opportunity for families to come together and kind of reflect on the past year and be thankful for all that we have. And this has kind of been on my mind for the last several days. The other day when I was out driving around doing business, it occurred to me that we have so much to be thankful for just right here in Coos County. We live in one of the most gorgeous areas in the world. We've got a mild climate. Coos County isn't quite as wacky as the rest of the state politically and socially. We still got normal people here that appreciate America. And of all the things that we all have to give thanks for, I think America itself is probably the greatest gift the Creator's bestowed on us, because I normally don't talk about religion on the air because religion's a private thing and everybody believes what they want to, and that's fine. This is America. You can do that. But to me personally, I really believe that America is a gift from God. America is so different than any other country in the history of the world. We're not a democracy, as you hear all the twits talk about all the time. We are a representative republic or a constitutional republic.
Thank goodness.
And, yeah. And because of that, we have more individual freedoms and more individual rights than any other people in the entire world. And all too often, we really don't stop and think about that and appreciate what we have here. Because this is so very precious. If you study the history of mankind, never before has this happened. And the sad part of all of that is that we have people within our own government that are trying to destroy what we have created here. This is, you know, America is the gem of the world. We don't have to put up walls to keep people in like a lot of countries. We got to put up walls to keep them out. And we hear all of this stuff about how horrible America is. We're a racist country. We don't treat our poor properly and blah, blah, blah. The list is endless of criticisms of America. But the reality is our poor people in this country, in any other country in the world, particularly in Europe, that all of these liberals think is so wonderful, our poor people would be middle class there. And people don't understand that. We live in the best country in the world. Tell you a little story. Years ago, in a previous life, I had an opportunity to do a lot of traveling, and I've traveled to most of the free countries in the world. And I didn't go on the four-star tours and all of that. I wanted to see how real people live all over the world. And I had an opportunity to do that in conjunction with my job at the time. And what I found out is that we have an abundance in this country that's unequaled anywhere. I remember I was in Germany, and I had occasion to go to a supermarket, a grocery store. And at first, I could barely believe what I was seeing. Yeah, they had a lot of inventory on the shelves, but there was not a variety of inventory.
No choices.
No choices. You know, like for cleaning products, you might have one or two choices, and that was it. You didn't have this vast variety. Same thing with food. They've got plenty of what they have, but they don't have the variety that America offers.
I mean, many times I go to the store and I'm overwhelmed by the choices,
like
microwave stuff, stoves, any product. And you got a wall on a Walmart of 50 different choices.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think most people appreciate that. You know, you have to have been outside the country and off the five-star tours and observe the real people to really have that hit home. And most people don't do that. They go on the tours. I got some friends that just got back from a European tour. And, of course, all they saw was a thing that the tour guides wanted them to see.
Right.
That was it. They didn't have an opportunity to go out and intermingle with the real people.
I think that's the same tour the CNN people go on and then say, they live a wonderful life over there because they didn't go into the hoods or the neighborhoods. And
I've got some firsthand experience with that in so-called war zones. It's amazing to me, you go into a war zone. This has been years ago, but it hasn't changed. You find all the reporters in the best hotel in the area. They live in the hotel.
Yeah.
They eat in the hotel. They socialize in the hotel. And maybe an hour a day, they'll go out and they'll poke around the environs to find out if there's any worthwhile news. But the rest of the time, they're sitting in a hotel lounge, patting each other on the back, telling each other how wonderful they are.
And when they do go out, it's with a guide, you know, paid tourist or tourist guide who knows how
with
those
guides
ins and outs.
And
yeah.
In war zones, they also provide them armed escorts. So what you're getting from the media in those areas sometimes leaves a little bit to be desired.
You know, you notice they don't have too many reporters in Yemen or Syria where they're lopping off their heads, you know? Notice that, you know?
No, I find it interesting that one of the big things that's got everybody's shorts knotted up in the media is this the so-called murder of this Khashoggi guy, the Saudi Arabian that... You know, I don't think anybody really knows. I've read five or six different versions of what went down, and I don't know which one to believe, and I don't know if anybody else does either. But here's the thing. Why are we getting our shorts knotted up? This guy was not a real journalist. He submitted stuff to the Washington Post, but he was never on their payroll. He was just, he wasn't a real journalist. He didn't have a beat. He didn't work for the company and get a check from the company on a regular basis. And he was a Saudi citizen.
Right.
And the first thing that entered my mind is, why is everybody getting so upset over the fact that the Saudis killed one of their own citizens if they did?
Considering they kill homosexuals and Christians on a regular basis.
Exactly. So all this is another red herring. It's something for the media to use to beat up on Donald Trump, even though nobody really knows what the heck went on. But this is the way it is. But I kind of want to get back to why I'm thankful, and I just looked at the clock. And I'm gonna do something today. I'm going to try to take the breaks on time. I know, mark this on your calendar, folks. Probably never happened before. but we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With the cold, harsh winter months behind us and summer right around the corner, you want to make sure your tires are ready for your adventure. Whether it's off-roading, a drive up the coast, or to the mountains, you want to drive with confidence that only Cooper Tires can provide. With a wide selection of Cooper Tires, Far West Tire and Auto has all your tire needs covered. Stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I just heard the ad for Hole in the Wall Gun Shop. I wanted to give everybody a heads up. This is elk season.
Yep.
And Kenny, the owner of Hole in the Wall Gun Shop, is up hunting elk, chasing little forest critters.
Little around. Forest critters.
Yeah. But he's up hunting elk, so the shop is closed at the moment and will be this week because I think the season ends Friday.
So it's a closed hole in the wall.
It's a closed hole in the wall for this week, but he will be back. So I wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. There's still plenty of time if you want to go in and order something for Christmas or whatever. He'll be there next week. But this week he's up trying to find an elk and... I don't know what he's going to do if he finds it, but that's up to him.
I think, my talk to the family, I think we're having a Second Amendment Christmas. That's what we've decided on.
Yeah, I know. You kind of started the...
It started it. It was such a good time because, all these laws that they're going to be passing in January the legislature and what they're doing in Washington and California. I thought, man, now's a good time to start, packing up.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of operating under the same principle, and I think a lot of other people are too.
I think so, too.
I've talked to quite a number of people that are not real happy about the outcome of the election, and they're particularly not happy at some of the things that have been said by some of our new legislators.
You think you're not happy. Mike Nierman, he's the representative up north. His wife's the one who won that case against the unions at the Supreme Court. Well, not only he's got a target on his back because his wife was a lawyer who took on the unions and won, but he was also, he had two of those measures on the ballot, Measure 103 and Measure 105 was his, especially that immigration one. And, we had high hopes for it. And so, when the guy goes and does all the work that we did to put it on there and then to lose and to talk to him and he has such great hopes for the future, it's nice.
Yeah, the thing is, if you look at the electoral map.
Yeah.
He won most of the state.
Yeah, most of the county, right?
It was the four northwestern counties and Eugene that beat that. And, common sense just tells me. You look at what our newly elected Democrats in Oregon want to do. They want to keep the state open for illegal aliens. They want to let the crime come in. They want to let the diseases come in. All of the stuff that goes with illegal immigration, they seem to think is just fine and dandy. But at the same time, with increasing the danger to the citizens, they want to try to disarm the citizens so we can't even defend ourselves from their asinine policies. Does that make any sense to anybody?
And it's funny. They worry so much about the constitutional rights of these people are asking for asylum.
They have no constitutional
But they have no constitutional rights. Number one, but number two, how many guns do they seize and not one word about the constitutional rights of a gun owner? Not once.
Exactly. Well, Washington State passed an absolutely horrible.
One of the worst. The
horrible.
Worst. It's going to lose, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I see the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation have gotten together. They're going to file a federal lawsuit on that.
And, hey, finally, the NRA stepped forward to do this.
About time they did something. Yeah, for years, you get all these things in the mail. They want your money for this, that, and the other thing. But what the hell were they doing with it?
Now they're selling insurance. That's my favorite.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, I'm not inside. I don't know what they're doing, but I know that finally they're stepping up and they're going to do something for the membership, which is about time.
Right.
And then, you know, over the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, I've been following some of the stuff that's going on nationally, because after the elections, there were, basically what we ended up with was a divided country.
Right.
And it's about a 50-50 divide. One of the things that kind of, it's the epitome of what we're going through. Stacey Abrams, she was a candidate for governor in Georgia.
Yep.
She refuses to call the governor-elect, his name is Brian Kemp, the legitimate governor-elect of Georgia. And her statement was, he's the person that won the adequate number of votes, but he's not right for Georgia. And then all these Hollywood twits came out, and I thought elections were about who garners the most votes.
Right.
But apparently not according to Hollywood and Stacey Abrams and a lot of other Democrats. The elections are just a formality for them to assume power, and if anybody has the gonads to actually vote against them, well, that's just not right.
And it's funny that in a state where they have direct democracy to elect a governor, they're complaining about the results, but yet they, a couple of years ago, they had a presidential election where the Electoral College
right.
changed the outcome of the election. Of course, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. So now are we going to get rid of direct democracy as well?
Well,
you know?
No, what it amounts to is the Democrats have become nothing but a bunch of sniveling crybaby whiners. Oh, we didn't get our way. Whine, whine, whine. Oh, it's somebody else's fault. It's not because we're so damn stupid that we don't posit anything that anybody wants to vote for. It's somebody else's fault.
Right.
And that's where we're at today, folks. And then you've got the militant branch of the Democrat Party, I call them, Antifa. So just who are these Antifa mobs? And oh, by the way, the mainstream media won't call them mobs. They're peaceful demonstrations. But what are they doing to our country, and how long are we going to put up with this crap? You know, the Antifa mobs are fascists, pure and simple. They call everybody else fascist, but they're the fascist. And if you want to see what's happening in our society, folks, I don't know how many of you have bothered to read Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. Now, I have read it because it's a good reference. It gives you insight into what they're doing.
Yeah, I had a socialist friend who gave me a copy once thinking
right.
that I was going to be converted, and all I could think was, what a shyster this guy
well,
is.
Well, when you read through that, what you find is they call it Rules for Radicals, but basically it's a way to undermine public
right.
confidence in virtually everything.
Right.
That's what it is. And one of the elements of that book is you accuse your opponent of doing the same things that you are doing. Now, remember back during the Tea Party days about 3 or 4 years ago. If you listen to mainstream media, the Tea Parties were violent rioters. They were out there hurting people and damaging property and making threats. And yet, you could search the news all you wanted. You could find no examples of that except coming out of the mouth of these liberal reporters.
Well,
it never happened.
And I'll tell you what, I was part of that Tea Party movement with my tricorn hat. I think they would have recognized me compared to Antifa, who has masks on.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they are doing the very things that they're accusing everybody else of doing. And basically, the Antifa mobs are fascists. They've become
yes.
the ski mask thug wing of the Democrat Party.
Yes.
In fact, they actually go back a little further than most people realize to the mounds of excrement they left behind in North Dakota, for instance, where they tried to block the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yeah.
They burned and bombed bridges. They threatened local residents. They killed cattle. And one of these peaceful protesters even tried to shoot a deputy sheriff. But you didn't hear any of that from the mainstream media, did you? But it happened. It's well documented. In another example, they enlisted state attorneys general, universities, wealthy left-wing foundations, and private law firms to bring RICO and other actions. RICO is the organized crime statutes. Right. They use it against organized crime. But they tried to bring charges against scientists and think tanks that voice skepticism about the man-made global warming crap. In other words, they don't want anybody out there telling the truth. They want everybody to be on the same page and march in lockstep with whatever agenda they happen to have. Now, on college campuses, they've actually banned, disinvited, mobbed, harassed, or just plain screamed over 300 conservative speakers and basically browbeat them into silence. Being a Republican or wearing a Trump MAGA hat on a college campus can get you beaten or even worse. And this is what Antifa is. They seem to forget about Barack Obama's dictum, and I remember this very, very vividly. Obama said elections have consequences. And he was right. One of those consequences is the president's right to nominate federal judges. But from the Antifa's perspective, consequences never apply when they lose. And of course, we've been hearing for 2 years that the Electoral College has to be abolished. When it works as the founding fathers intended, you know, we can't have that. We got to get rid of it.
Right.
And the whole purpose of the Electoral College was to keep populous urban areas from dominating the presidential elections and imposing a tyranny of the majority. The fact that 85% of all U.S. counties voted for Donald Trump illustrates that principle in action. But you never hear about that, do you? In most of these cases, the they that you hear them referring to is the Antifa mobs. Antifa is short for anti-fascist, but don't be conned. These are the true fascists, and they become the ski-masked thug wing of the Democrat Party, as I mentioned before. That's all they are. They can go out and demonstrate with impunity. The Democrat Party sits placidly by with their head where the sun don't shine and lets them get away with it and never criticizes it. But let somebody with common sense stand up and state facts and the obvious, then they jump all over them. And we got to take another break here, but this time we're going to give something away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants, are located in Coos Bay, North Bend, Reedsport, and there's one in Walmart. Excuse me, and they've authorized me to give away some goodies, basically as a symbol of appreciation to all the folks in this area for making those restaurants successful. So what I have a certificate for one free dessert of your choice, another one for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, one for one free small McCafe beverage of your choice, and another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons. They have various products listed, and it's basically buy one, get one free. I'm going to give all these goodies away to call in number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you get all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I was talking about Antifa before the break. You know, they and you know, let's add in some real names. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's the newly elected Democrat representative from New York. Kristen Sinema, she's the newly elected senator from Arizona. Andrew Gillum is the guy that lost in Florida, one of the guys that lost, and of course Bernie Sanders and other favored Democrats. They all espouse socialism as their vehicle for wealth distribution, redistribution. However, in almost every other respect, their philosophies and actions reflect fascism. Now, fascism is generally defined as a political system in which an authoritarian government does not own businesses and industries, but strictly regulates and controls their action, their outputs, and their rights, while forcibly controlling and suppressing citizens in their thought and speech via stringent laws, intimidation, and even violence. That Does that sound like Antifa?
Just a little.
Yeah. Sadly, the Democrat Party is slipping further into these tendencies, becoming ever more closely aligned with these radicals. I was listening to Ocasio-Cortez over the weekend. Now, remember, she's 29 years old.
Very young.
This woman was educated in the government schools. She does not understand what a representative does. She seems to think that a representative passes and signs laws.
You know, the series of questions that she was asked on several interviews shows her ignorance on a lot of not only our policies here in our own states, but our foreign policies. I mean, the way she answered about Israel was nuts.
I know, and she doesn't even know the three branches of government.
The three branches of government.
She's now involved in it.
Yeah.
These are the kind of people that Democrats elect, folks. You know, it relies on the Antifa thugs to rally the base, intimidate and abuse normal people and candidates, and get Democrat and undocumented voters to the polls. That's the whole point.
Right.
Like too many in the mainstream media, Democrats refuse to condemn the mob behavior and say it's wrong to even call them mobs. Well, they are a mob. They're out damaging property. They're burning businesses. They're damaging public property. They're injuring people, and on occasion even trying to kill people. And they're still not a mob, according to the media and the Democrats.
And in fact, when we used to do those tea parties, it was the tea parties who were often called and referred to as a mob. Don Lemon even did that.
Well, Don Lemon's an idiot, and I would be happy to tell him that to his face and back it up with whatever violence was necessary to make him accept it. But Don Lemon's the one that came out and said that white suburban women are now the problem in America.
Right.
If you're a white woman that voted for Donald Trump, you are the problem in America, according to Don Lemon.
You're promoting this misogynistic patriarchy that we're all a part of, you know, all of us white men who are keeping all the women down.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if you remember. This has been a year or so ago. There was a Tea Party protest someplace, and I don't remember where it was. And then there was an Antifa protest the following week. And they showed pictures of the area after the Tea Party protest. And, you know, it looked like the area before the protest.
Right.
I mean, you know, it just looked like the same area, but no people. But then there were pictures after the Antifa protest. There was trash. There was human waste. There was all kinds of crap laying around. In fact, it stuck in my mind that I wish I could remember where it was, but the local municipality spent over $90,000 cleaning up the trash from the Antifa people. They never had to spend a penny after the Tea Party people demonstrated.
Every one of my demonstrations, one of the last things that we do is cover the area, scan it for any trash or debris, pick it up and throw it away, just like good citizenship.
Yeah. And, you know, and the nice thing about America, we are allowed to go out and protest. That's part of our freedom.
Right.
But you don't have the right to trash other people's property in the process. And that's the part they seem to overlook.
And I don't like the ideas of these permits, because the permits, in many ways, allows the government to control when and where you'll be able to do this.
Right.
When they should just allow people to do the protests they want to do and protect them when it happens.
Right. And if they get out of line, you bust them, put them in jail.
Bust them and put them in jail.
Real simple. Does anybody remember Hillary Clinton? This was just a few weeks ago. Hillary Clinton made a statement. She says, you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. Now, she was speaking, of course, of Democrats, but think about that, folks.
Right.
Aren't all of these Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer's, and now Sinema and Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, aren't all of those people trying to destroy the America that we grew up with?
Yeah, turn it from a republic into a socialist utopia.
Exactly.
And Obama warned us of this when he took office. His goal was to fundamentally change America. And by taking over one-fifth of the economy through the healthcare sector, he damn well did it. Yeah,
he basically did it. You know, but as for being civil, I'm gonna take up on Hillary's advice.
I agree.
Why should us normal people continue to act with cordiality and common sense in the face of these people attacking the very things that made America great?
Right.
Why should we do it? Why be civil with them? You know, my own attitude, and I've been approached by a lot of Democrats basically because of what I do.
Right.
Some of them don't like me. I know that's hard to believe, but, and you know, my statement to them, and I don't care who's offended. I just tell them, say, hey, you know, you're much too stupid to have a conversation with me. So why don't you get away from me while you're able to do it on your own power?
Right.
And I'm serious about it.
Many times I've had to tell them, shut up and leave me alone because it's not worth my time. I'm never going to convince you. You're never going to convince me. You're just wasting my time. And they'll do this, especially when I'm out getting petition signatures, and they'll try to specifically tie up my time because they know more time that I get tied up, the more people are walking by me as
well,
I'm trying to
get
signatures.
Well, just tell them. Just tell them the truth. You're much too stupid to have a conversation with me. Get away from me.
Good.
I do it. I'm going to continue to do it, and I don't really care who's offended. I don't live my life worrying about who may be offended to something I say or do, because I just plain don't care. And us normal people, all of you listening, you need to adopt the same attitude. They don't like you anyway. They're going to vilify you. They're going to lie about you. So why in the hell should you give a rat's behind what they think? It's that simple. I guess we got a caller here. We've got to read this. Eleanor from Myrtle Point. Eleanor, welcome to the Jim Bai Show. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and I was living in South Central Los Angeles during the Rodney King riots, which was quite a time. And I noticed that several of my neighbors who had damage done to their businesses and to their houses had insurance policies on them that said that they wouldn't pay in case of civil disobedience.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder how much that's happening up here.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, but a lot of insurance policies have a clause in there that the insurance company is not required to pay for damage caused by civil disobedience. So,
right.
Yeah. Knowing that, it seems to me that that would give extra impetus to the fact that we really need the police to become involved.
We do, Eleanor, and you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, in the state's capital of Portland, it seems like the police show favoritism to Antifa you know, they come down hard on the normal people and let Antifa get away with what they want. And you make a very good point about insurance companies not paying off on that. You know, a lot of that damage that was caused by these people, that's coming right out of the business owner's pocket.
Right.
Well, I can't imagine how they can stay in business very long.
Well, a lot of them, and I haven't done any in-depth research. This is mostly anecdotal from things that I've read, but in a lot of areas where they have these ongoing protests and everything, a lot of the businesses have just picked up and moved.
Businesses don't make that much money.
Well, that's it. And for some reason, there's this perception out there that business owners are all filthy rich and have right. deep pockets and the reality is most small businesses are operated pretty much on a shoestring.
Heck, most of these people who own businesses.
I've done that most of my adult life, and that's how I know.
Yeah, so you understand. But
what is this? What are the people who are being set upon going to rise up without being violent. What can we do, for heaven's sake?
Well, you know,
being taken to the cleaners.
Well, you know, I've thought about that a lot, Eleanor, and to tell you the truth, I don't really have a good answer, because I'm basically against violent protests. I'm against going out and destroying things and hurting people. I think open discussion is the way to arrive at solutions to issues. But what I'm afraid is going to happen, and the elements are all there. The Liberal Democrats got the bit in their teeth right now. They've won various state elections. They now control the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm afraid that they're going to push and push and push to the point that some people are going to resort to violence. They're going to resort to things other than open discussion to make their points. And that scares me, because we don't need a civil war in this country.
Right.
There's one twit, Swalwell's his name. He's a newly elected Democrat out of California. He made the statement that his goal is to take all of the guns out of the hands of people all across the nation, have the government confiscate all firearms except police and military. And he made the statement, and if anybody resists, we'll just nuke them.
Somebody resisted in Maryland last week.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yes, he did, and he got killed for it. And in Maine, there were two police officers that were shot trying to go confiscate guns.
Well, and now the fact that they're going to private residence, like they went to Tucker Carlson's just a couple of weeks ago, and his wife had to hide in the back room, and I'm thinking, they're lucky they didn't come to my house, because my wife, it's open season on protesters to come onto my property.
Yeah, you come to my house, my wife would invite you in and then calmly put a hole in the middle of your forehead.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's one person who was outright elected in Florida that I've heard almost nothing about, except what he actually does, and that is the Minister of Agriculture.
Yeah,
he oversees two things: water and guns.
Yes, yeah, Florida and their infinite.
That scares me.
Yeah, Florida and their infinite wisdom gave the. The Secretary of Agriculture authority over firearms. Most states, it's the Attorney General that has authority, but in Florida, it's the Secretary of Agriculture. And I don't know too much about this guy. What I've read briefly indicates he's a bit of a whack job, so I don't know what they're going to end up with down there. Right.
Well, in case you're wondering where this has come up before, Isaiah and the 5th chapter is where the verse is that says, "And the right shall be wrong, and wrong shall be right."
Yeah,
and that's where we are now.
We are, you know, my wife does a lot of Bible study and particularly on prophecy, and you know, she's pointed out to me that everything is right on schedule as prophesied in the Bible. And, of course, we now live in a society where if you bring up the Bible, you're automatically suspect, because it's not politically correct to believe in anything except government as your God.
Well, persecution of the Jews in Canada has been going on for quite some time, and we're next, Christians. So it is right on time.
Well, see, socialism and Christianity are not compatible, because Christianity teaches individual responsibility, and under socialism, nobody's responsible for anything.
And the higher power is government, where the higher power is the creator under Christianity.
Exactly. But,
well, in the book of Acts, they tried socialism, and it didn't work.
Well, socialism...
The Pilgrims tried it.
Yeah, the Jamestown colonies. You know, socialism has been tried numerous times throughout history, and it has never worked.
And
yet,
it's still not working.
They're trying to force a losing proposition down our throat, because The current crop of liberals are oh so much smarter than the people in the past were.
Yeah, they're going to do socialism right, you know.
It's... Yeah. Yeah, all they need is all they need is all your rights and all your money.
have you read Agenda 21 of the United
States? Oh, yes. And
I think that should be brought to the attention of the folk. Glenn Beck has written a book about it, and that's what I have to get in the library, but I didn't know anything about
well,
it.
Well,
they expect to go a lot further than this.
Yeah, here's the problem with Agenda 21. It's very real, and it's being implemented even as we speak. But
right.
The powers that be, the lamestream media, and most politicians on both sides of the aisle don't want to acknowledge it, and they try to pass it off as a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's real.
In fact, all you have to do is look up smart cities in America, and smart cities are part of Agenda 21.
Agenda 21, yes. Illinois, thank you for the call, but I've got to take a break here. I'm running way over time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening.
And you have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, okay? And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to get back to this Antifa stuff. You know, now on top of all of the speech codes, the trigger warnings, the boycotts, the censorship, the groupthink and identity politics, we've got Google and Facebook and Twitter trying to control and restrict access to real news.
Right.
Crowdfunding sites prevent conservative groups from raising money, and the Obama IRS prevented Tea Party groups from getting the tax status they needed to operate. You know, when all that fails, we're supposed to tolerate mobs and riots. That's what they're telling us. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm not going to tolerate that crap. On campuses, you've got the LGBTQ university. Their idea of diversity is supposedly virtuous, yet diversity of viewpoints or political affiliation is not allowed. So you got to be diverse in everything except your viewpoints or political affiliation. And if you don't march in lockstep with the liberals, then you're frozen out.
Oh, it sounds like something from North Korea.
Now, you know, don't forget the Antifa thugs. They firebombed a North Carolina Republican office and trashed another one in New York City, where they left a note that said, "This is just the beginning." Others knocked a 71-year-old female congressional staffer unconscious. You didn't hear that in the mainstream media now, did you? It even reached the point where a rabid Bernie Sanders supporter tried to gun down Republican legislators and staffers that were practicing for a charity softball event. Remember that a year ago? That was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Have you ever noticed that all of the violence, all of the mass shootings, all of it is done by Democrats. You know, think about that, folks. This isn't speculation, it's fact. All of this mayhem is caused by Democrats. And now in the People's Republic of Oregon, we have a supermajority in the House, a supermajority in the Senate. We've got that weirdo Kate Brown, and that's the only way I can describe her. This woman is a weirdo.
She is a little weird, a lot.
And they're going to inflict this on the people of Oregon. You know, death on a large scale to serve the state or other higher interests is another fact of fascism. We see that with the millions of people that are dying every year in Africa and Asia because pressure groups deny them access to the energy, the insect control, water purification, agriculture, and other modern technologies in the name of protecting the environment from dangerous, non-existent climate change. This is where we're at. We're a nation governed by agendas, whether they can be proven or not. And we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear more lies and disinformation from lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We have a special guest for this second hour, a gentleman named Randall Barrett. Randall is from an organization called NoSmartMeter.org. Now, I'm sure by now everybody's gotten notices in the mail that Pacific Power wants to put smart meters on your house so that they can monitor the electricity you use and so they don't have to send meter readers out to read the meter. Now, this is a whole lot more complex than what they would lead you to believe. And Randall is a guy that can explain that. Randall, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here with you and Rob.
It's nice to have you. And tell you the truth, I've spent the last, a little over a week online trying to learn as much as I can about these smart meters. And to be real honest, there is so much information out there that it's really, I was unable to make a real determination on anything because it's so difficult to find any verification. There's claims on both sides, but no substance to either side. And I was hoping you could give us a little more information.
I'd be happy to, and one of the things you mentioned that your opening comments is interesting because they are focusing on the meter reading in a way to divert attention away from what these meters really are and what they're really used to do. So people are so hung up on the fact that, we're going to be able to eliminate meter readers, and then they don't see the whole picture. That's actually just a ruse. So if I could, I just wanted to share why my wife and I started NoSmartMeter.org.
Okay.
The invasion on our homes against the Fourth Amendment constitutional rights to force a computer on your home that has all of these things that we'll talk about here today, all these risks and dangers, for them to force something on your home against your will that they have total control over. You're not allowed to touch it. They'll actually arrest you or cut your power if you remove that device off your home. Just the basic sense that made us start this movement was the fact that we have a right to refuse those kinds of things being forced on our home based on our constitutional rights, and that's being completely ignored. There was a court case recently in Naperville, Illinois, and we can talk about that later, that got close but didn't go far enough. And so the best way I can probably help the listeners is to let them know right off the bat what a smart meter really is.
Okay.
Not just something to eliminate it's not just something to eliminate meter readers. So
right.
Here we go.
Okay.
So what a smart meter is, it's part of the smart grid technology. They are trying to, and they are, They're putting a device, a computerized device, on your home that reads what you do in your home 24 hours a day. It records every bit of electrical activity in your home, and it gets very complex as to what they can and can't see. But trust me, they can see a lot by watching. They have algorithms. So they're recording your activity 24 hours a day, and they're turning that into the power company. And
right.
They're able to see everything you're doing. They can also access it remotely, turn your power off, or in some cases with hand devices, that's another issue. They can turn internal smart devices on or off and things like that. But the main thing is it's surveillance and control that they want on your home, and we have the right to refuse that. So we just had to stand up on this and to tell people, this is an invasion on your home. It's not just the RF. It's not just the fire danger. It's not just the spying. Although that is going to be part we'll talk about later about the heart of how we can fight this is the spying, the privacy issues on our home based on the Constitution. But people just need to see this for what it is. It's a computer being forced on your home that they control. You're not allowed to touch it, and it has all kinds of invasive and harm issues to go along with.
Yeah, one of the things I found out when I was doing the research is if you have smart appliances like a smart refrigerator, smart TVs, and there's a number of new appliances coming on market all the time that they're fully computerized, and they call them smart appliances. But if you have smart appliances in your home and you get one of these smart meters, they can actually communicate with your appliances. They can determine what TV shows you're watching. They can determine what you eat based on usage from your refrigerator and other smart devices. They can even interact with your smartphones. And, You know, you talk about an invasion of privacy. I would think most people consider a phone conversation to be a more or less semi-private matter. Yet, under these devices, they have the ability to access that. And that's...
And although... Go ahead.
That's not a good thing. That's like inviting somebody to come sit in your home and monitor everything you do and take notes.
Right. It's like letting them put a camera on the inside of your house and then telling you you can't remove it or they're going to throw you in jail. It absolutely is invasive. And
right.
Although a lot of people don't seem to be as concerned about the privacy issues as they should be, that when you realize that they have this technology, you say, well, what is that technology capable of? That should scare the hell out of everybody, that it has these abilities, whether they claim to use them or not. And I'll give you an example. Pacific Power is playing a game right now. They're definitely part of this corporate evil. They're just lying constantly. We've been to the PUC. We've had these discussions, and they just are constantly lying. So they're going to tell you, if you get into the real technical end of it, oh, well, the smart meter we're putting on doesn't have the hand device that can talk to your other smart devices and hook up to your TV. We don't have that in there. And then when you research it, you find out that it may be in there but not activated, not turned on currently, or if it's not in there, they have the module they can plug in later. That's whether they're hiding the fact that their goal is to surveil you thoroughly and see everything
right.
you're doing.
Right.
They're going to play games, yeah.
That's one of the arguments they've been using in other areas. They say, oh, well, if you don't want a smart meter, we'll just put one of these new digital meters up because it's so much more accurate. But the fact is digital meter is nothing more than a smart meter without the communication module, which it can snap in at any time.
That's correct. I researched the one they're using, and you're totally correct. It does not have the RF microwave transmissions, which we will talk about here in a moment, but it does have the ability to be upgraded to a full-blown smart meter with time of use, monitoring, looking at everything you're doing, and they use other means to transmit that information back to the main office besides the RF. They have power line transmission. They have over-the-phone lines transmission. They have many ways to still get that information back to you. So when they tell you that, oh, this is not a smart meter because it's not transmitting the RF, that's just a cover. It's very similar to the meter reader thing. It's a diversion. And, the RF is the main purpose, or I should say the main scientific development that they're using to transfer the information out. And so people get so hung up on that they don't see the big picture, that it's not about the RF. They could take that off, and it would still be a smart meter. It's still watching you all the time and can totally tell what you're doing in your home and when you're home and what devices you're using, et cetera.
Yep. We need to take a break here, Randall. So it'll be a couple minutes, but We're going to take a short break here to hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back, okay?
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have on the phone with me Randall Barrett. He's the head of NoSmartMeter.org, and he's given us some information on these new smart meters. Now, something I turned up when I was researching this, Randall, was there are a couple of states, a number of counties, and a lot of municipalities that have banned these things.
New Mexico is the most outstanding example because their PUC rejected smart meters completely, and people were wondering why. We get this question all the time. And it's because that their PUC is elected, and they represent the people and protect the people. So they allowed public input. They allowed third-party evidence. And so all of the claims that the power company had made, how this was going to benefit the people and save them money, et cetera, were all proved to be false. And then the risks that go along with it, the fire risk, the RF harm, and everything else, they just said this does not benefit the people. Here in Oregon, our PUC is appointed by the governor.
Right.
Obviously just shills and playing the corporate side. So our only recourse here is to take it to a legal battle and go over their head and get a Supreme Court ruling against them. So you're correct. There is states and cities that are fighting this. Most are losing the battle due to the laws that have been enacted to prevent them from, you know, being able to stop these utilities
right.
using us and violating our rights. Yeah.
Well, another thing I discovered too, you know, in our modern society, you can't walk into anybody's home anymore that isn't full of electronics. I mean, everybody's got computers, they've got tablets, they've got smartphones, they've got smart TVs, they've got smart refrigerators, they've got smart stoves. Everything is electronic. And from what I understand, and you can correct me if I misinterpreted this, but I think I'm right on it. These smart meters, they do a pulse like up to 10,000 times a day. They send a signal.
190,000.
109, okay.
Wow.
But
Up two, yes.
But they send a signal through your house wiring to monitor everything going on within your house. Now, anybody that understands electronics, you know, when you get a new computer and take it home, first thing you do is get what they call a UPS, a universal power supply.
Right.
One of the things the UPS does is it smooths out the power. In other words, you don't get all of these spikes from your electricity.
Dirty electricity.
Dirty electricity, it's called. Now, in this particular area, I not only have a UPS, but my UPS has a monitor on it to show me how frequently it activates to prevent these voltage spikes. And on average, it's 30 to 40 times a day. And if you put a smart meter on there, that's gonna exacerbate that considerably. And every time it sends one of those signals through your wiring, it creates a little little spike in the voltage, and that's what ultimately destroys electronics. So if you want to replace your appliances and replace your electronics more frequently, a smart meter is definitely the way to go.
Well, you know, you hit on a really important point that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that is that these smart meters with their dirty electricity are burning up appliances and electronics in people's homes because they can't handle the dirty electricity on that wiring. And one of the things that came to mind when you were talking about this just now is the fact that if we choose to have a phone or a Wi-Fi or not to, we can choose and we can set up our house the way we want to as far as RF, microwave frequencies, and spying intrusion. But when the government or the utility forces something on our home that they control and we have no control over it, that's why we need to get to the Supreme Court on this. But as far as the dirty electricity, here's what's happening with the meter itself. It has two types currently of RF microwave frequencies. And of course, later they can go and put 5G on there or whatever they want if we don't stop this. But currently they have it's a 910 megahertz, which frequency that does the pulsing you're talking about.
It right.
talks to the cell towers and transmits the information back to the office. That pulse is anywhere from 10,000 to 190,000 times a day. It can be a very high-powered pulse, even though it's very short in time.
Right.
So the power company is lying, and they're saying, oh, it only pulses a few minutes a day, and it's idle most of the day. They like to lie. They don't want to tell you, oh, it really does pulse all day long. So your kid's bed right next to that wall where the meter is, your kid's being blasted with this RF all the time, nosebleeds, ringing in your ears, headaches, heart palpitations. They don't want you to know this stuff. So that's one type, is the 910 megahertz that goes out.
Yeah.
The other one is around the 2.4 gigahertz range, like your Wi-Fi in your home.
It's like
and that may or may not be in the meter.
Yeah, your cordless phone,
moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it will be later because Ashland, Eugene, and other cities, that they're telling their people they do not have smart meters. They have the 2.4 gigahertz RF transmission 24 hours a day. And the main thing here is you don't have a choice. You can't turn it off. You can't remove it, whether or not you feel it's harmful or not. Some people absolutely are convinced that the RF microwaves are causing harm, and they are correct. It may not be you today. It might be you next year after you get more damage from RF. We're all being damaged to some degree, and the 5G is extremely scary as far as the damage it does. So people have a legitimate point when they say that the RF microwave frequencies do and can cause physical harm, so I should have a right to not put that on my home. So, yeah, the RF is the RF frequencies, what they can put in it, what they can do with it, and how that gets emitted over your home wiring. You were totally correct about that. It does get transferred over your home wiring. Now, could they use it for insidious means and actually do microwave mind control? Certainly. But at the least, it's making people sick just because of the dirty electricity alone.
Well, one of the things that I found... It's kind of interesting with the timing, but I think it was last week or the week before, Centers for Disease Control came out with a new study on cell phones. You know, for years they've been trying to downplay the cell phone, saying that, well, you know, that RF energy right up there next to your brain, that isn't hurting anything. Well, the study that they released indicates that continuous use of RF at the very least, causes long-term memory problems. That's as far as they were willing to go with it, because I think, you know, they don't want to do anything to undermine the cell phone industry. I mean, you know, after all, our country, the world, lives on wireless communication now. According to their own study, it does cause, at the very least, long-term memory problems. And
well, you know.
You know, the thing is, I've read literally dozens of articles on both sides of the issue on whether or not RF's dangerous. And tell you the truth, I'm not enough of a scientist to really make a hard determination. However, with the CDC study showing that RF does cause memory problems, how much worse can it possibly be that perhaps they're not telling us?
Yeah, and a smart meter pulses all day long. You could turn your phone off or put it away from you, but what happens when you're not aware that the smart meter is pulsing on you all day long? Then you're gonna suffer consequences if they're right. But the funny thing about this is, Jim, that We're in that tobacco science period. Right now, we believe there's huge, thousands of studies that prove the RF harm, but it's going to take forever to get that to take effect like it did with cigarettes. And in the meantime, people are losing their legal battles because they're focusing on the RF harm. And that's why we're looking at more like what the Naperville ruling went for. We're looking for a Fourth Amendment ruling. They didn't go far enough on this. But when you also look at the fire danger, and I'd love to talk about that for a minute or two, because one of my biggest issues is the fact that they divert attention on the fire. They're saying, oh, it's a hot socket, or the house wiring was bad. Well, that's diversion, and it's actually a lie. Fires from hot sockets and from bad wiring are rare. They are causing some damage occasionally that does make a hot socket fire, but what they're hiding is that these meters melt down internally. They're little cheap computers with batteries and capacitors, and they can be overloaded so easily with a power surge or even from being turned up too high from the office, and they can melt down and burn your house down. So, and it's happening all over the country. In British Columbia, Sharon Noble, who leads the group up there, her and her husband, they keep tabs on this. And in the last 6 months, there was 60 fires from smart meters in British Columbia. And this is ongoing around the world. So don't people have the right to say, I don't want that thing on my house for whatever the reason be, even just the fact that it could catch on fire? I'm more against the invasion issues personally. I think that that's the constitutional basis. That's how we're going to win this in court. But if you're personally looking to the fire issue and you say, I should have a right to not have that on my home, we should be able to say that. This is our home, really.
You know, one of the things I tried to do unsuccessfully, I got online and was researching insurance companies to see if insurance companies have responded to this threat yet. And apparently they have not. But
there's lawsuits going on right now in California. Well, there's many insurance companies suing the power company for their meters burning homes down.
That's true, but the point I'm trying to make is the insurance companies have not reacted to the point yet. At some point, you got to remember your insurance rates are based on actuarial tables. Those actuarial tables determine the percentage of loss over a large portion or a large number of people,
right?
So that the insurance companies determine how to set their premium rates. Well, as we see, and we're actually seeing a lot of this in Europe now, as we see more losses created by these smart meters, it's only a matter of time until the insurance companies come along and say, hey, these are increasing the frequency of losses. We're going to have to raise our rates to counteract that.
It'll tick the actuary, right?
Yeah. So that's something that's coming. You know,
that's a good point, because these cell phones that transmit RF are not insurable by the people that sell them. These smart meters are not insurable by Lloyd's of London. They literally provide us no assurance with this device that they're forcing on our home out of our control that they will cover the fire loss if it melts down. There's zero coverage, and the insurance companies have even stated that if the fire was determined to be caused by the power company's meter, they will not cover the home's fire. So, this is a huge issue, the insurance companies.
Well, and you know, I see that as potential for destroying families because, you know, let's face it, most families, their home is the single largest asset they have. And just about everybody with any common sense insures their home because of that. You know, how many of us could stand a $200,000 catastrophic loss? But with these smart meters, basically, what you're doing is undermining the assets of most families, because if the insurance company refuses to cover it and you have a loss, you're just basically screwed. It's that simple.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've got to take another break here, Randall. This one will be several minutes. I hope you can stick with us, and when we come out, I want to continue this, so... We'll take the break and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have on the phone with me Randall Barrett with NoSmartMeter.org, and we're talking about smart meters. Something that occurred to me, Randall, and we talked about it here in the studio during the break, is right now, cyber attacks are increasing worldwide. In fact, cyber attacks have become a major issue because of loss of information, even loss of money in some cases. But with these smart meters, being able to access all of the wireless devices in your home and report it back, all that's doing is opening another door for attack.
The remote access that the meters have, the fact that they can be accessed remotely by the power company, puts the whole power grid at risk, but also our individual homes if somebody wants to hack it and just turn our power off or do something even worse. I don't care about them stealing my privacy. I'm concerned about them accessing the meter for other nefarious means.
Well, how many people now do a lot of their banking and paying their bills via computer online? And most people have a wireless router in their home so that they can access all of these online services without dragging wires around. Well, if it's a wireless device and you've got a smart meter on your house, your smart meter accesses all of those signals.
Right, and you don't have control over it. On your phone or your computer, you can put protected software on there because you have control.
Right.
No control over this.
They can steal your bank account numbers. They can steal your passwords. They can steal anything they want. And how difficult you know, with these smart meters on virtually every house, how difficult is it going to be for some hacker to access that?
Right, right. So whether it's the RF microwave harm that makes people sick or even does, you know, cause serious harm for some people, or whether it's the fire risk, which I think is huge, or whether it's the remote access or the privacy invasion, people should see this for what it is. It's how are we going to stop this in Oregon? Since our corrupt PUC hooked past these illegal approvals for Pacific Power to force this on us, what can we do? How can we be more like New Mexico or cities that are standing up? And that's why we started NoSmartMeter.org. We've been researching, working with county commissioners all over the state, and talking to the PUC. And so what's happening right now is we've got a movement started. We're already in many counties, Linn County, Lane County, let's see, Linn, Douglas, Josephine, Jackson, Coos County now. We have activists working there to talk to the county commissioners, to get them to use their legal counsels, to do ordinances, to join in with a lawsuit against the PUC to take this to the Supreme Court. And so no matter what it is about it that you don't like about these meters, we're not going to win on some of those issues. The one that we can win on, the one that the Supreme Court recognizes, is the invasion into our home, our privacy,
right,
things that happen within our home. So we have to use that as the central issue to win this to the Supreme Court. So we're continuing to go forward and bring in more activists to fight this in their counties, to get their commissioners involved. And it takes education, just like we're doing today. People have to learn about these things before they're going to see what we can do. So it does take an education period for everybody.
Well, one of the things that particularly irritates me, since I found out about this and started researching it, I've determined there will be no smart meter on my house, period.
Good for you.
However, the electric company is going to charge me an extra $36 a month to come out and read the meter if I don't do it. So
right,
here,
which is illegal, but
well, here,
I'd be glad to tell you why it's illegal.
Here,
but that's totally unfair.
Here's the thing, Randall. I'm already paying for them to read the meter. That's built into my electric bill.
So are they going to give me a rebate?
So they want to charge me an extra $36 a month. That's double dipping, and I'll tell you what, I will personally organize a class action lawsuit on that for extortion, because that's what it is.
You're absolutely correct. They are collecting right now over $10 million that was approved by the PUC per year to read our meters. It comes out to about $1.60 per month per person. Now, they're still getting that money. That hasn't been revoked yet. And so right now, it is absolutely double billing and illegal. But here's the catch. They can redo the budget, and they can take away that $10 million and say, okay, but now we're only charging the people we have to walk up to your meters and visually check. Here's the legal basis for this. Here's why we can beat this. And if you're going to do a lawsuit, here's the heart of it right here. They're now separating, and they're saying, well, people that have these kinds of meters that require you to buy a $50 meter and to come out and read it every month, and it lasts 50 to 80 years. Now, these other people that have these smart meters, these computerized meters, they cost more money, but we're not going to charge them for that. And to get their power to be read and be turned in, we also have to put in antennas and infrastructure and hire a bunch more people. By the way, that's a lot more than they fired to do them to eliminate meter reading costs.
Right.
They're going to hire a whole bunch more people, and they're not going to put those costs onto those people at all. So that unequal billing of people, you're saying, well, I'm going to charge some customers for this, and I'm not going to charge the other customers. That's flat out illegal, and the OPUC has broke the law. They're required by the law to keep our rates fair and reasonable. And so we absolutely have a legal case on the rates alone. Yeah.
Now, something else that came up, and again, this is one of those things that it was extremely difficult for me to verify. But when I was doing research on that, I found literally dozens of websites where people are complaining that, yeah, we got the smart meter, and they told us this was going to be more efficient, but my electric bill went up by 30% or 40% or 50%. How widespread is that?
It's pretty widespread. They've done surveys all over the country and in other countries, and it seems to average out about 80% of the people, their bills go up, although not a lot. Some just very little or none at all, and other ones significantly more, and about 20% actually save money. So they kind of hide it because they'll tell one person, say, well, my bill didn't go up at all. So there is a pattern of the bills going up. But what's really weird about it is that it's the way that it reads it. It's the methodology that the algorithms use. It's the dirty electricity is produced by their own power supplies and by their own RF transmissions actually causes the computer to overread your usage and other things that cause spikes in your electricity. LED lights tend to cause spikes, and they're reading that as power usage. So there is a serious issue about people having their bills go way up. And here's the problem with that, Jim. If you get a $700 bill and it says you use this much power, you can't disprove it. You have no mechanical reading proof anymore to go back and say this mechanical. No, you absolutely they can actually fall on purpose. They can alter it internally with their computers, and you can't prove that it's not true. So it's a big concern about reading your meter.
Well, I've had. This has been many, many years ago, but I did have a dispute with power company over a bill. And once I had the initial problem, what I did, I took a camera and I started taking pictures of the meter, the reading on the meter, so that I had those. And then I would compare them to the bill that I was receiving from the electric company. Now this wasn't in Oregon. I was in Nebraska at the time that this happened. But it took me 5 months of fighting with the power company and showing them the pictures before they finally admitted that, well, we're not sending anybody out to read the meter. We're just averaging your costs.
But at least you had a mechanical meter that you could prove what the readings were.
Exactly. With the digital, you're screwed.
Yeah, you are, totally. Nothing you can do to fight them when that happens. Yeah, the computer is this whole point that by them putting a computer on the side of your house has opened up a myriad of risks and issues. That's the basis of what we're trying to do. And that's why Josephine County did an ordinance to stop this. They gave the people the right to have no opt-out fees, but also the right to choose a non-computerized analog meter, because they're even hiding computerization in some of the analog meters. So the wording had to be that specific.
Right.
We have the right to not have them force a computerized device on our home. So that's going to be the heart of it. So Josephine County is setting the stage for us. OPUC already voted to go ahead and sue Josephine County. We're trying to get the Jackson County commissioners to step up to the plate and do an ordinance and join into a lawsuit. We're working on Coos County right now. Bob Main is having discussions with activists there. And the other counties that we mentioned, people are moving forward because we have to take this to the Supreme Court, and we don't have the money. But if we're paying for these county councils already and we get them together, we will be unstoppable. There will be no more not having enough money to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
You know, you got a really good attorney in Josephine County. I'm friends with Wally Hicks down there, and I can tell you right now, he gets his teeth into something, he goes after it full bore. So,
yeah.
Wally and I communicate often, and I like him, yes.
Yeah, I intend, you know, I'm going after it on the billing, you know, double dipping me on reading the meters, but I intend to go out and talk to a couple of the commissioners personally. I know them all, and see what we can get going. And if necessary, I will spearhead a class action lawsuit to stop them from committing this extortion.
Not only that, I don't know if you've thought about this, but in the counties that you may have trouble getting this through the Board of Commissioners, you can file an initiative, get people to sign signatures and put it on the ballot themselves. So this is something that can be initiated from the grassroots.
Very good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if they eliminate the double billing issue, if they redo their budget, they can't eliminate the fact that they're treating some customers with extortion fees and not charging us or other customers for the same service. So I commend you on that, Jim. The lawsuit would be great if we had a huge amount of money behind us. I don't know how much money you have, but I think using the county council
not nearly enough.
Because we won't run out of money.
Well, it's principle, and I think with something like that, if you pursued it, there's probably some deep pockets people out there that you could get a hold of that would be happy to contribute on the financial part. I would rather approach it. Now we're fortunate in that we've got Rob Taylor here. Rob is an activist. He's experienced with
initiatives.
And, yeah. He's been very successful with them, and if it comes to that, fine, and I'll get behind it 100%.
I think what we want to do is we want to make Oregon the first state to reverse this illegal smart meter approval that they're forcing on people. Other states that had good PUCs that were able to fight it before it got approved, that's great. Guess what? They're lobbying, the power companies, the utilities are lobbying to get those commissioners that have been elected replaced with somebody that will do what they want.
Yep.
This threat's going to continue. I want to be the first state to go to the Supreme Court and reverse this based on our constitutional rights and these illegal fees, and it will change it for the whole nation and for the world. We can set the stage here. We are fighters here in Oregon. We believe in our rights.
And I'll tell you what, I moved here from New Mexico, so I'm proud that New Mexico was the first state to say no to this. You know, that's good.
Well, and you know, I've talked to several people about this, and you know, most people don't know anything about it, so they're pretty ambivalent. But here's the bottom line. One of the complaints I got in talking to people, well, you're attacking a business. No, you're not, because it's a monopoly. And
yes, correct.
it is a monopoly, and government is supposed to protect the people from monopolies. That's the whole idea of our antitrust law.
Well, they're a public utility is the classification of the corporation, so therefore they have certain duties that they have to fulfill as a public utility, and I think that gives us a little bit more credence over them than an average business.
And it's up to our politicians to protect the public from that.
Right.
So,
right. Well, the PUC, our Public Utilities Commissioners, they're supposed to protect us. They're required by law to do exactly what you said, to act as an intermediary between these monopolies and protecting the people. And even our CUB was set up to do the same thing, and we're being totally just stabbed in the back by our PUC because they're not protecting us.
Well,
they're only protecting and doing what the corporation wants.
Randall, this is Oregon. It's controlled by Democrats. The laws don't mean anything in Oregon. The only time the laws mean anything in Oregon is if you got some common sense.
Apparently not to our public utilities commissioners. The law seems to make no difference. They're just sitting up there and just lying. They're just in cahoots back and forth with Pacific Power at their meetings. It makes me sick.
Well, and this is the whole purpose for this radio show, is to let people know what government is doing to us and not for us. And In this state, particularly after the midterm elections, it's almost like we the people no longer have a say. If you're not a knuckle-dragging liberal idiot, you don't have standing in Oregon.
You know, an interesting point, too. When we started this, we're wondering, how are we going to get people from the left and the right to come together? And it's been happening both throughout Southern Oregon here and even in Coos Bay. Some of the leaders of the movement there are liberals, because this is a unifying issue. We have our home protection, our families, our safety, our right to choose, and we've been really good about bringing people together from both sides on this. So that really gives us a lot of hope in going forward with this.
Well, I would think the enviro wackos would want to get in on this, because you know, it is an environmental issue. It's the environment with inside your home. So
absolutely.
Well, it's electrical pollution. I mean, the thought of them putting out more impulses, those types of impulses into the air without really having any excuse for it, just seems like it's just going to be causing more pollution, a type of electric pollution.
Yeah, and there's been a number of lawsuits nationwide about RF pollution, not necessarily for the smart meters, but for other things. And I would I would think that somebody could go through and research those cases, see how they've turned out, and use the information used in those cases for this situation.
Yeah, there are a lot of dangers, warnings out there about when they're testing 5G, groups of birds die.
Right,
people
are
reporting that when smart meters get put on in their community, that all the bats and all the insects go away. It might take 40 years to prove it, but there are people who are definitely saying they're seeing some serious effects from that.
They are, and I've got to take one final break here, Randall, and then when we come back, I'm going to basically give the last few minutes of the show to you to make whatever points you want to. But for now, I got to give something away. This is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. They're open 6 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. They are closed on Monday. And you can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And the food's really good, too. What they're offering, there's a house special dinner. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's enough food for three people, literally enough food for three people. I'm going to give this away to caller number three at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number three, and you can win this house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Bass and Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Bass and Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there. Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I've got, excuse me, I've got Randall Barrett on the phone with nosmartmeter.org. Randall, I know you've got some points you want to make, and since I'm not totally involved in this like you are, I'm just going to let you go ahead and make your points. We've got about 7 minutes left, so do your thing here.
Well, thank you, Jim and Rob, both, for letting this issue be brought up on a radio station like yours. I know it's primarily in Coos Bay, but any place this is broadcast, this is such a serious issue for people to look at what they're doing when they're forcing a computer on the side of your home that can do all these things that we're talking about, the RF transmissions, 5G, whatever they want. They have the unfortunate fact that they can melt down and burn down and catch your house on fire. They have dirty electricity that can make people sick inside their homes. They have this invasive, which is the heart of the smart grid. It is their goal. Even if they get rid of the RF and they transmit the information through other means, their goal is to get a computer on the side of your home that they can monitor you and control you, and that's what should scare people and make them realize, okay, we have to fight this. But you can't take it to court and fight the RF and the health harm issues. It's not going to work. There's court cases they're losing all over the country because of that being their focus.
Right.
The way we're going to win this is by recognizing this is a constitutional issue based on our Fourth Amendment rights, and whether you like it or not, it does have to be presented to the U.S. Supreme Court based on the invasion of our privacy. And so we have to realize that's the legal battle, whether or not it offends us personally or not. So people can go to nosmartmeter.org. They're in the Coos County area, I will direct you. Email me, and I will direct you to Amy Levin and her worker in this, Christy. They're wonderful, and they are working toward educating people and bringing in people to go to the commissioners and to fight this. And this is going to happen statewide. Josephine County set the tone. Both Simon Hare and Wally Hicks did this with the full cooperation of the commissioners there. They're all on board because this is a violation of your rights, your constitutional rights, and they're standing up for the people. And people will say, well, that ordinance isn't enforceable. We don't care. It starts a legal battle. And if that doesn't work, they'll file a lawsuit with going with the other counties and do it that way. The point is they're showing the people this is not just a conspiracy theorist nut thing. This is real. We, as your commissioners, we see this is real. We're here to protect you. We were appointed to protect you, and we need to get forward in doing that. So everybody can join in on this by doing even a little bit. Donate money. Just go to the commissioner's meetings with Amy and Christy and say your piece. Tell them, do something. Do an ordinance. Go in with a lawsuit. Please stand up for your people and stop this assault on our home. Because I guarantee you, I promise you this, Jim and Rob, this is not going to stop. Nothing is going to stop this if we don't get a constitutional ruling protecting our homes based on the Fourth Amendment. They are going to keep running right over the top of us, and it scares the hell out of me.
Well, me too. And you know, there's another aspect of this that I haven't seen brought up anywhere that occurred to me when I was doing research. The singular biggest industry in the world right now is the sale of information. We live in an information-oriented world. And when you look at places like Facebook and Twitter and some of the social media places, their primary product is information. They gather that information from their subscribers. And I see the smart meter as being no different. That smart meter has the capability to gather information about you from your wireless devices within the house. So
that is marketable information.
Exactly. Who says that the electric company isn't going to go into business selling information?
Yes, selling information.
Hardly a day goes by that I don't get an email from someplace offering to sell me mailing lists and this and that and the other thing.
I mean, Google and Facebook are doing an incredible job of doing that now.
They are. And it looks like the electric company wants to be social media now.
So are the power companies that have gone out with smart meters. They are now selling that information. And Pacific Power is playing a game. They're saying, we are not going to sell anything that identifies you individually, and they just lie. The point is, you can go online. When you get a smart meter and they set you up, you can go online and you can look at your own power usage. Of course, it's identified with you. But whether or not they identify with you personally or not, they are going to sell your data, and they are going to make money on that. And that's part of the reason that the smart grid is so tempting to these utility companies.
Well, and part of their own literature says you can go online and monitor your own usage. Well, if I can go online and monitor my usage, then anybody can hack into that and get all the information that they want. So right. when they say it isn't identifiable, that's a bunch of crap.
When you're home, when you're not home, what kind of devices you use, everything.
Yeah. So it's basically... It's inviting the electric company to come live in your house with you and dictate. Now, as I understand it, if you've got an appliance that uses too much electricity at the wrong time of the day during peak hours or something, they can actually shut that down.
If it's a smart device. Otherwise, they're just going to charge you an arm and a leg because they're going to say you're not allowed to use that much power during that time because they're monitoring you 24/7, so they can actually bill you very high rates for using power during certain times of day.
Yep. And, you know, I just don't see anything about them that convinces me that they're a good thing. And that music you hear in the background means we're about out of time. I thank you for coming on, Randall. And I'll keep in touch with you as this progresses, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. And... we are out of time this week. We will be back next week. I want every one of you out there to have a terrific Thanksgiving, okay? Please.